Wake Up with Petey.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Centre from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy Tuesday. The sun's shining down here. Yeah. Have you got sun across the harbour in Sydney?
There's a lot of sun here. It's lovely.
Lovely, beautiful. And people are smiling everywhere. We thank you so much for changing the time for the next few weeks, because we're playing our big promotion called The Eliminator at 8:40 each morning. So thank you for that.
No problem.
No problem for you, because you're up early anyway. Hey, let's talk people watching TV, and with billions tuning in to the Queen's funeral in the wee hours of this morning, perhaps a lot of them were watching with closed captions. What's going on here, and why are you watching with closed captions, Alex?
Yeah, we're not even talking about watching foreign films that require subtitles. We're talking about watching films that are in English and that actually require captions. And there are a number of reasons why there's a move towards this happening for just normal TV and movie watching. So there's a couple of different factors. There's first of all the factor that a lot of us are watching videos on our phones, so whether that's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, that has captions. Mm-hmm. So we've become used to that. But at the same time, we're also continually becoming distracted. So we're watching films, but we're also on our phones. We're also maybe talking to people. We're doing multiple things, and we lose track. So in a survey that was recently done, 70% of adult Gen Z people in the survey said that they watch content with text most of the time. So, it has nothing to do with hearing issues or not being able to, you know, understand the language. It's about focusing on what's happening on the screen, even if there is sound on.
Yeah, for me, it's definitely about hearing issues.
Okay. Well, so everyone has different reasons for doing it, but the point is that there's more of a move towards watching it. There's caption popularity that we haven't seen before, and that's across the board on most streaming channels.
All right. Let's move on to Nobel Prize Awards, and this is the IG Nobel Prize Awards, and it's a what the situation, because the scientist has won for research into all things doorknobs. What's going on here?
So this is the ignoble Nobel Prize, and so basically it's not noble.
At all?
It's a satirical prize that's been awarded since 1991. And it's really about unusual or silly achievements in scientific research. It happens every year.
How come I haven't won one, Alex? How come I haven't won one? Because I do really silly and unusual research.
Yeah, well, as soon as you do the most odd research, I'm sure you can go forward and apply. It's actually held at a ceremony at Harvard University as well. So it's quite an interesting award. Now, the 2022 awards have just come out over the weekend, and some of the interesting research that we saw were things like in the literature category, terms of agreements were too tricky. So an award was won by somebody who was looking into analysing why legal documents are difficult to understand. In the biology section, it was about scorpion constipation.
Right.
In engineering, it was about knob-turning techniques. And this was around the most efficient way for people to use their fingers when turning a knob. But my favourite was the physics category.
That's my favourite. You don't need to go on. That there was my favourite.
No, this was about understanding how ducklings swim in a row. Oh. So literally the research was about keeping your ducks in a row.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. You know what? I'm going to research ducks flying in a V. I'm going to call it the Mighty Ducks Research.
Yeah, you could be an applicant for 2023.
Oh, dear. To wrap up, shoot the breeze for this Tuesday morning. Experts are saying 90% of content online will be AI-generated by 2026. I'm a content generator. Does that mean I'm going to be, like, defunct by 2026?
So, yeah, this is interesting. So, basically, you might have seen some ads on Instagram or Facebook that have said, you know, this is an algorithm that can write your captions on Facebook for you. Or AI will automate your posts or your blogs. And basically now we're seeing more and more experts say that as much as 90% of online content would be synthetically generated by 2026. So that's either media generated or manipulated using AI. And basically what they're concerned about is that would lead to more disinformation, because, you know, a lot of that information won't be vetted correctly. And then there's also concerns around understanding how does the AI rapidly evolve in a way that will talk about things that will actually help humans as opposed to adding to fear.
Tough enough in 2022 to work out what's fake news and what's not. By 2026, exactly. We'll be really pulling our hair out, and I've got none of it left to pull. Alex Center, thank you for shooting the breeze with us here on the Big Show at 3BA. Have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.